Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Phil Schremper with JP Flooring in Cincinnati, Ohio. Phil, how you doing?
I'm doing great this morning, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. Good to talk to you. I saw you a few weeks ago down in Marco Island with the Floor Expo. Today is Election Day. Most people are watching the state of Ohio. Most of the polls say that this whole presidential election is going to pivot off of what happens in Ohio. I know you're down in Cincinnati. Actually, you're in the suburbs of Cincinnati, which I think tends to lean a little bit on the red side. But tell us what's going on in Ohio.
I'll tell you, Kim, it's been absolutely unbelievable. You know, it always comes down to, they say southwestern Ohio and Hamilton County, and obviously Cuyahoga County on the north end of the state. But I'll tell you, a lot of enthusiasm here in southwestern Ohio, there really is. I mean, Friday night, right across the street from my office, we had Mitt Romney was in town, and he had, of course, 100 of his closest governors and senators and friends in town with him. There was about 30,000 people here Friday night. Mitt Romney pulled literally right up in front of my building. I could have hit this rally with a driver. Well, I probably couldn't because I can't golf very well. Yeah. But literally, I'm telling you, when it's right across the street, there was 30,000-plus people up here Friday night for this event. I mean, he had John McCain was here with him. Rudy Giuliani was here. Bobby Jindal, the mayor of Louisiana. Rick Perry, the governor of Texas. Unbelievable amount of people he had up here with him Friday night. And of course, John Boehner, this is his hometown. My office is in Westchester, Ohio here. If you'd have seen it, you wouldn't have believed it. I mean, the amount of people, the crowd, the enthusiasm, it was really unbelievable. Romney had Kid Rock opened up for him Friday night.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, had Kid Rock down here Friday night. When they say 30,000, I'm telling you, I think they were conservative on the estimate on that.
Yeah.
Obama had a rally here Sunday. Of course, he brought in Stevie Wonder, so it was kind of opened up for him. But I think he got about 10, 12,000 people at his rally Sunday. But, you know, people are just, I think, at this point in time, ready to get this thing over with. I mean, we've been bombarded. Obviously, we get a lot of visits, not only from the president, but from the governor, and all eyes are on Hamilton County right now. And I think the way this thing's going to turn out today, of course, it's anybody's choice, but, you know, we're very conservative in southwestern Ohio, so you can imagine which way we're all leaning here.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me just ask you, if you had to make a call, is there any late polls that are telling you one way or another how things are leaning?
You know, every poll that you read, they say it's pretty much a toss-up at this point in time. But I'll tell you, you know, customers are talking about it. I was having a conversation even with my retail salespeople here over the last few weeks. Consumers are even coming in and even actually bringing up the election. I mean, it's really amazing, you know, how many people are really kind of just sitting on the fence at this point in time to make decisions with floor covering and other purchases that they're making. But, just waiting to see the outcome of this election. I think, you know, depending on what the outcome is today, you know, we could see a lot of renewed, you know, enthusiasm, a lot of renewed, faith in this economy to get things moving forward.
Mm-hmm. You just said something a minute ago about the bombarded with messages, and that kind of relates to how you promote yourself. It's actually been a deterrent and somewhat of a conflict with you being able to get your message out to get people to come in and think about buying some flooring, hadn't it?
Oh, absolutely. During the last several months, trying to do anything, especially on television, is extremely tough. You know, we still do some morning drive time. You know, we have somebody that we use in the morning that does drive time for us that talks about us in the mornings. But other than that, you know, we've primarily just been sticking with billboards at this point in time the last few months and pretty much, have written off television. You know, for the amount of money that political campaigns are spending on television advertising, you know, all throughout the state of Ohio, it's pretty much impossible to get your message out using television at this point in time.
Well, and actually, we've heard that it's like tens of millions of dollars that have been spent on both sides in just Ohio. So that's probably affected consumer sentiment. How are business conditions?
Yeah, I will tell you. Actually, the month of October was actually one of our best months we've had of the year, which is really kind of surprising. I mean, we still have our retail traffic has still been strong, but I think going forward here, it could be even stronger. I think there's a lot of pent-up demand out there at this point in time. Again, I think, depending on what the outcome of this election is today, I think it'll even continue to get stronger, through the month of November and hopefully be able to finish out this year in a good, positive way. It's amazing, Kemp. I mean, even a lot of the builder customers that I talk to and different business owners here. I mean, a lot of people are really, really kind of just at this point in time, kind of that wait and see mode in terms of, how they feel positive about going forward with not only, their businesses, but, in terms of hiring and different things that they feel, what they're going to do. So I think today's just going to be a huge day for the state of Ohio, but obviously a huge day for the country.
Now, when you guys vote in Ohio, is it some archaic little push pin, hanging Chad kind of thing, or how do you vote?
Well, you know, this actually you caught me on the way home from voting, or way back to the office from voting here this morning. But okay. But yeah, actually this morning, I was worried about the hanging Chad. So we don't have that problem in Ohio. Actually, you take the pin and you actually color in the block in the state of Ohio. You know, of course, I live in a small village here in southwestern Ohio, but that's how we did it. We did it's very old school. You know, the way I voted this morning.
Uh-huh. Did you have to wait in a long line?
There was a lot of people there this morning, but again, the village I live in, you know, has about 900 residents, so it's kind of small. So, yeah.
All right, and just for the benefit of people that don't know JP day in and day out, you've got a major location in Cincinnati. You compete in a very competitive market because you're up against some pretty experienced retailers. You're up against McSwain's. You're up against Ken Weisbarker and all his operation. But you actually, your background is kind of neat. You're a merchant. You actually come out of the retail business, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Kemp. I came from the retail background many years ago. We obviously started JP Flooring in 1988 and primarily started out a lot in the builder commercial segment of the business, and over the years it's grown into the retail, and actually the retail part of our business today is a very substantial portion of our business. You know, it's about probably 40% of our business.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you taking the call. You know, you and I share a couple of passions. We're both in the flooring business, but we're also both boaters.
That we are. Someday we'll have to take a boat ride together, Kemp. I would absolutely enjoy that.
All right. Well, good to spend time with you. It'd be interesting to see how things end up in Ohio today. Again, we've been talking to Phil Shrimper, who's the owner of JP Flooring outside of Cincinnati, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.